numerous studies have been performed to evaluate the effectiveness of surgical orthodontic treatment. Some of these studies have looked at the effectiveness of different surgical procedures, different types of fixation, and the relationship of stability to specific types of malocclusion. However, one drawback to most of these studies has been a relatively small sample size. For this reason, my attention was drawn to a study titled Prospective Multicenter Study of the Effectiveness of Orthodontic Orthognathic Surgery Care in the United Kingdom by Kevin O'Brien et al., which appeared in the June 2009 issue in the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. In this observational prospective cohort study, the authors evaluated 131 patients treated at 13 different maxillofacial clinics in the United Kingdom. The patients were evaluated initially and then followed until all orthodontic treatment was completed. The study lasted 5 years. Data for this study were collected before the start of treatment, once the patient decided to undergo surgical orthodontic treatment, and after all treatment when orthodontic appliances were removed. At the completion of the study, cephalometric radiographs were used to evaluate the patient's skeletal relationships and facial pattern, and peer assessment ratings, or PAR scores, were used to evaluate occlusal changes. Additionally, the authors recorded the number of patient visits and the duration of overall treatment time. The patients in this study received care from 24 orthodontists and 20 maxillofacial surgeons. Based on the evaluation of their data, the authors concluded that the surgical orthodontic treatment was successful in reducing overjet and correcting the skeletal discrepancies for most patients. The authors based this conclusion on the fact that 44% of the patients had post-treatment skeletal relationships that were within one standard deviation of the normal population mean, which would include approximately 67% of the population. They also found that there was no relationship between the specific type of malocclusion, that is class 2 or class 3, and treatment results, which was a little surprising to me. They also concluded that the effectiveness of treatment was influenced by the severity of the pretreatment skeletal discrepancy, which to me was not surprising. The most striking finding of this study was the overall treatment time, which was almost 33 months. The authors suggested that one factor in extending overall treatment time might be the wait between the end of pre-surgical orthodontic treatment and having surgery, which was not specifically recorded. This might well be the primary cause of the extended overall treatment time, because it is my understanding that it is not unusual in the United Kingdom for patients having to wait up to a year after pre-surgical orthodontic treatment is complete to have surgery. The bottom line of this study appears to be that overall surgical orthodontic treatment was effective. However, I was disappointed that no measure of patient satisfaction was recorded. I compliment the authors on undertaking this large multi-center study, the results of which you can find in the June 2009 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.